This morning's public read is going to come from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 24. I'm going to read the first 35 verses here this morning. Now upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came unto the sepulchre, bringing the spices which they had prepared. This is talking about the women, and certain others with them. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre. So notice, when the ladies come as it's dawning to the new day, when the women come, they notice the stone has been rolled back. So that means that anybody can now walk into that tomb. The women, the last time the women saw the stone, as we mentioned last time in our last reading, they knew exactly which tomb it was, because there were those who teach the women went to the wrong tomb, a tomb that was vacant, and so they mistaken that as Jesus' tomb, and he's now gone. No, the women knew exactly where they were going, irregardless of how much dawn sunlight or light at all that they may have had. They knew exactly where that tomb was at. But when they get there, the stone is rolled back, and that means the entrance is wide open. And they entered in and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. Came to pass, as they were much perplexed thereabout, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. And as they were afraid and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said unto them, Why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee, saying, The Son of Man must be delivered unto the hands of sinful men, and be crucified, and the third day rise again. And they remembered his words. Isn't it amazing that sometimes we may hear something once and it doesn't register? Then somebody reminds you again. And then for a brief moment, it's in the front of your mind. And then 10 seconds later, it gets shoved to the back. And then we forget. Notice quite often in both Old and New Testament, we are told to remember certain things. Matter of fact, one of the Ten Commandments begins by saying, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. You can only remember something because it was once given to you, but for whatever reason, it has slipped your mind. So these women were reminded by the angels. Did not the Lord tell you, when you were with him, that he was going to be turned over to bad men? They would kill him, he would be buried, but he would be raised the third day. Then it sunk in. Then the light bulb went off. That's beautiful. And returned from the sepulchre and told all these things unto the 11 and to all the rest. So these women went back, okay, and they noised abroad to the men hiding in maybe that upper room for fear of their own lives, that he is risen. It was Mary Magdalene and Joanna and Mary, the mother of James, and other women that were with them, which told these things unto the apostles. So verse 10 tells you who the people in verse 1 is being referred to. And their words seemed to them as idle tales, and they believed them not. Now here's one of the things that needs to be told to people in the Western culture. In the ancient Oriental world, especially there in the Middle East, women were never called to be witnesses in a court of law, because the rumor was a woman could not be trusted to tell the truth. Isn't that amazing? We know that men can lie. They can lie like rugs. But women were automatically deemed not worthy enough to give testimony because they might lie. Isn't it amazing that when it comes to the resurrection of Jesus Christ, he doesn't appear to any male apostle. He appears to women. And they got the honor to go back and tell this good news to these men. And we're told the men thought that these women was simply spinning a yarn, making up a story, hallucinating, on drugs, whatever. They didn't believe them. Well, then arose Peter and ran unto the sepulchre. Stooping down, he beheld the linen cloths laying by themselves and departed, wondering in himself that which was to come to pass. And behold, two of them went the same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about threescore furlongs. So these are the two men, the two men on the road to Emmaus. These two men and their visit with Jesus is confirmed in Mark chapter 16. And they talked together of all the things which had happened. And it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were holden, meaning their eyes were basically like scales on their eyes, and they should not know him. So their perception of who this man was hid from them. And he said unto them, what manner of communication are these that ye have one with another, one to another, as ye walk and are sad? And one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answering, said unto him, art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem? Hast thou not known the things which are come to pass, there in these days? And he said unto them, what things? And they said unto him, concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and have crucified him. Now notice in verse 20, the disciples were not afraid to say that the Jews were responsible, in part, for the death of Jesus. They committed treason as well as first degree premeditated murder. That comes out of the mouth of these disciples. But we trusted that it had been he which should have redeemed Israel. And besides all this, today is the third day since these things were done. That's a very interesting thing Luke wants us to know. The third day. Yea, and certain women also of our company made us astonished, which were early at the sepulchre. So then apparently these two men were with the ones mentioned earlier that didn't believe. And when they found not his body, they came saying that they had also seen a vision of angels, which said that he was alive. And certain of them which were with us went to the sepulchre and found it even so as the women had said, but him they saw not. Then he said unto them, O fools and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? Now I'm going to give you a little hint. Verse 26 is the most succinct outline of the Old Testament. If somebody should ask you why you got 39 books of the Old Testament, you give them that verse. The Old Testament is nothing but an introduction of the Christ who was to come. And that introduction covers two main aspects of the life of Jesus. His passion, i.e. his suffering, and secondly, his exaltation and glorification as King of glory, King of majesty, King of kings. That's the whole Old Testament. Pastor, prove it. I will. Read on. And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, Jesus expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. Case closed. And they drew nigh unto the village whither they went, and he made as though he would have gone further. And they constrained him, saying, isn't that amazing? Lydia constrained Paul. Here they're constraining Jesus. Abide with us, for it is towards evening, and the day is far spent. And he went in and tarried with them. And it came to pass, as he sat at meat with them, he took bread and blessed it and brake and gave to them. And their eyes were open. So their eyes were temporarily blinded, even though they could see. Now the scales are removed, just like Paul in Acts 9. And they knew him. And bam, he vanished out of his sight. 1 minute he's there, next minute he's gone. And they said one to another, did not our hearts burn within us while he talked with us by the way, and while he opened to us the scriptures? What scriptures? The Old Testament. And what does the Old Testament do? It has a twofold message: the Messiah who would suffer and the Messiah who would be exalted. And they rose up the same hour, returned to Jerusalem, and found the 11 gathered together, and them that were with them. So there was more than 12 in that room hiding. These two guys, and we're being told, and them that were with them, saying, "The Lord is risen indeed, and hath appeared to Simon." And they told what things were done in the way, and how he was known of them in breaking of bread. Well, may the Lord truly bless his word. Amen.